question, bring up anything that you'd like. Toll-free number, 855-453. Story we didn't get to last night. The South is having a real tough time. People in the South just don't know how to handle snow on the roads. Of course, they also don't have salt and salt spreaders and plows and things like that. So we'll talk about some of the devastation that has been going on there with a relatively apparently light dusting of snow and ice. We'll give you that story. Also, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Brett.
Brett is here, courtesy of the School Sucks Project. I also got some school-related news. There's actually a school in New Zealand that has decided to get rid of the playground rule book, and they're saying that that has resulted in less bullying happening at the school. We'll tell you more about that coming up here tonight. Now, of course, your calls, you make them, you come first here. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go right to the phones, to the amp lines, where Ty is on the line in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brett.
Wow, I feel so privileged because last Wednesday I was the first caller as well.
It's not that hard, Ty. There's no one else on hold right now except for you.
Right off the bat, I wanted to say I really appreciate Brett being there. School sucks. I also amplify with Free Talk Live. Actually, I double amplify. I guess it used to be a designation of gold amplifier, I think, for $10 or something like that.
It still is. Yep, you are a gold amplifier if you do $10 a month. Thank you for that. Yeah. And by the way, everybody who amps the show right now, newer amplifiers are getting their amps doubled. So there's a good reason to sign up if you have not yet become a Free Talk Live amplifier.
And, it's a good use of your money, too, as well, Ty. I mean, I appreciate the compliment, but, if it wasn't for FTL, it's unlikely my show would exist, so...
That's exactly right. That's where I learned about your show, and I recently started contributing to School Sucks because I think it's very valuable. I like the work that you do, Brett, because you are focused and have been focused quite some time on an area that's one of my interests, and that is personal development.
Yes. That's an ongoing process for all of us, for sure, but there's certainly very little training or awareness in that area when people are in school. It is more about pleasing authorities and staying in line. And it's, some of the most formative years of our lives when we could be learning some really important, really useful things. It's pretty much wasted in, this jobs project for bureaucrats that's not really about education at all. So I agree.
I want to tie back into the school in a minute, but I also wanted to go back real quick to the amplifying. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen the movie This is Spinal Tap?
Long time ago,
Yeah, it's been some time.
You know, they have the amplifiers that go to 11.
They were
proud of their amplifiers that went to 11.
Right.
I would like my amplifier, my amplification, to go to 11. Is there a way to customize how much I amplify?
Well, yes, there is. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, for I think you can only use your credit card if you're doing a custom amount at the moment. There may be a way in the future to make it so PayPal users can do that. But when you go to select your amp, there's usually if you're paying with credit card, there's usually a little area that you can change the amount on if you'd like to custom amp. So yeah, you could do $11. You could do $11.11. You could do whatever amount that feels appropriate to you. You could do $111 as well.
There's another option that is through PayPal. And you guys use PayPal, Ian, I assume.
We do, yeah.
It's one of your options. And one of my listeners told me about this. Somebody, I asked for 6 as a standard amount per month, and somebody wanted to do a little more or a little less, and I asked them how they did it if it wasn't an option. And I guess if you do a one-time donation through PayPal of, let's just say, $7, PayPal gives you the option, it'll say, repeat this every month.
So,
you could pretty much do anything.
Well, I didn't know that, and I don't know how that would interact with our system. There's like there's a whole system behind the Free Talk Live.
Yeah, mine is different. Yeah,
I spent quite a lot of money having people program that system. And as I understand it, at the moment, the PayPal custom option isn't an option. Although, if you did what Brett is suggesting and you went to the one-time thing and then made it recurring, I mean, I'd appreciate it. And then I'd probably just have to set your amp up manually. And there are ways to do that.
Yeah.
Well, the other question is, I know there's a matching program going on. I currently amp at 10. If I change it to 11, will the extra dollar get matched?
That's correct.
Okay, great, great. the other thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was, and this ties back to school, as a matter of fact. Last week, after I called in about the transhumanism, Brett made mention of, you know, superstitions of a state, whether the state would exist in a transhuman, you know, when this transfer took place. And he brought up an example of superstitions, and he brought up the flat earth myth.
Hmm.
And I wanted to say, I wish people would stop using that particular one as a common superstition, because it turns out that is false. People did not believe the earth was flat. That actually comes from a bad biography by Washington Irving of Columbus that is commonly taught in schools.
I absolutely agree, and there was a scientific consensus in the 15th century that the earth was round. If anyone had ever believed that, Ty, I mean, you're talking back, you're going back even 1500 years before that. You're going back to before early Middle Eastern developments in science, at least 1,000 years.
It's doubtful it was even then, because Eratosthenes, back 300 B.C., actually calculated the circumference of the earth to within just a couple thousand miles.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So that is a myth, and one of the reasons why I think that was perpetuated, and I think if you know a little bit about the worshipful writings of somebody like Washington Irving, you can see more and more of this. It made Columbus more of a visionary and a hero to dare to go against conventional science when everyone was so sure he was just going to sail off the side of the world. But he was this visionary who knew better. Everybody knew at that time the age of exploration was already well underway.
So really Columbus has nothing in his corner then, because the other thing, I guess that's something to distract people from the fact that he was a murderer, right? I mean, he went in and killed all, and his crew killed all kinds of people, didn't they?
Yeah, and that's
Indians,
that's
Native Americans.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very well documented that Columbus kind of embodies the Spanish invasion. I don't know if Columbus ever killed anybody personally, mm-hmm. but the person to Google, if anyone's interested in learning more about this, is Bartolomé Las Casas, who was a priest, because, you know, when you go to a new place, you want plenty of swords and weaponry, but you also want priests to spread your religion. And he went along on either the second or the third voyage and kept a diary of what he saw. And Howard Zinn talks about this in the People's History of the United States, and it's some absolutely horrific stories about what the conquistadors were doing before the year 1500. I mean, the 16th century was really the bloodiest, but they started right from the beginning because they didn't see those people as civilized or even human.
Yeah, you know, the actual experts that countered Columbus countered him because his calculations had the world too small. And if America had not been in the way, he would have utterly failed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's right. If he was looking for India or, you know, a passage to Asia, if that giant landmass wasn't there, yep, all those people would have died. So,
yeah.
Thanks, Ty. Thanks for bringing that up tonight.
Thank you for letting me bring that up.
No problem. I appreciate the correction and the information. Thank you. I learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
Indeed.
So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And apparently some folks in the South are learning the hard way on how to deal with ice and snow in the road. In fact, some of them are just saying, screw it. They're getting out of their cars, walking to the nearest convenience store, and then spending the night. That's at least one of the things that has happened in the Atlanta area, where people just, they don't know how to handle this. And of course, it's not really fair to say that, because here in New Hampshire, we've got tools that help us handle this.
Yeah. As a native northerner, and you a native southerner, I'd be interested in hearing about your experience with this transition.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us here and share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money. But the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You want right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Brett.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there, and then you get access to our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. They're available around the clock. Plus, our podcast is easily linkable from our mobile site at m.freetalklive.com. Bitcoin.com. So you've got Bitcoins, but you've been wondering what you can do with them. Well, of course, there's all kinds of websites that are accepting them, but there aren't as many sites yet that are selling things in real life, although we're seeing more of them. TigerDirect.com is now accepting Bitcoin. Overstock.com now accepting Bitcoin. So, you know, if you want to go and get a patio furniture set and some bath towels, you can go to Overstock.com. You can buy those with Bitcoin. You don't get bath towels at BitcoinStore.com, but you can get a huge selection of consumer electronics. Over 500,000 items are available for you right now at BitcoinStore.com at 0% markup. So they're literally marking these up nothing. They're getting it from the wholesaler. They're passing the savings on to you because the folks over at BitcoinStore.com want to encourage you to spend the Bitcoins, to see them as a currency, because that's what they are. It's a digital currency, a decentralized currency that is not controlled by any government, not controlled by any corporation, and BitcoinStore.com makes it real because you can spend your Bitcoins and get real-life consumer electronics, and you get them affordably at BitcoinStore.com. So it's been apparently an absolute nightmare. Mm-hmm. If you are living in the South, I guess the Southeast to be specific, Atlanta, surrounding areas, these folks have been dealing, Mobile as well, these guys have been dealing with cold weather temperatures and also snow and ice. It's not something you tend to see in the South very often, and so they just don't know how to handle it. Story here from the Weather Channel. There's actually several of these stories. I had another one from elsewhere, but I think the Weather Channel does a pretty good job of covering this. The scene, they say, could only be described as apocalyptic. Underdressed residents walking miles to get to a warm spot after having to abandon their cars at the bottom of icy hills. School buses spinning out with children on board and sirens blaring all over. For the city of Atlanta, it was the latest lesson in how crippling a snowstorm can be for a southern town. Winter Storm Leon may not have dumped more than a few inches of snow on the Atlanta area, but 24 hours after the mass exodus began, many major roads are still experiencing gridlock. In all, there have been more than 1,200 car accidents, 130 injuries, and at least one weather-related fatality on Georgia roads, according to the Georgia State Patrol during a press conference Wednesday afternoon. NBC News reported the Georgia National Guard is out on state roads distributing more than 200 cases of MREs, that is, meals ready to eat, to stranded motorists. One of the National Guard Humvees was able to rescue five special needs children from a bus stuck in the ice and got them home safely. The traffic delays were a shock to many. One WSB TV anchor called the situation bizarre because the city's schools and government offices chose not to close early in advance of the storm.
They didn't know any better.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed mentioned in a Wednesday afternoon press conference that a lot of people were still stranded on Metro Atlanta roadways, along with more than 3,000 children who are still staying in their schools. So kids went to school and they couldn't go home.
Awful.
Yeah. People were making a lot of independent decisions, he said. What we'll do in the future is try to coordinate that and make strong recommendation about how that should flow. After thousands of commuters flooded the highways at once, many Atlanta motorists spent hours stranded in their cars on the interstate, and some even ditched their vehicles on the side of the road and walked. More than 50 shelters open across the state to provide shelter for people stranded or gridlocked on the roads. Some Home Depot locations, supermarkets, and drugstores also stayed open on Tuesday night to provide shelter for stranded motorists. They literally had people leaving their cars on the road, walking to the nearest convenience store, and going to sleep on the floor. There's pictures in this article of people sleeping at a CVS store.
Mm.
So there's more. Do you have something you want to say there? Go ahead.
I'm building a thought, but okay. Yeah, go ahead. And
A Facebook group dubbed Snowed Out Atlanta, meant to connect stranded motorists with people willing to put them up for the night, had thousands of members by Tuesday night. With a high temperature barely expected to rise above 32 degrees in Metro Atlanta on Wednesday, abandoned vehicles and icy roadways will continue to snag travel and make it difficult for stranded motorists to get home. Reed, the mayor, acknowledged the traffic travails and asked for residents' patience in a news conference on Tuesday. And I was watching an interview with this mayor from Atlanta, and they asked him, you know, they're interviewing him, and he does say they have spreaders. So they've got spreaders, and they have plow trucks They've got dozens of them, as a matter of fact. Now, that may not be enough for all of Metro Atlanta, you know, but it should be enough to take care of the major highways. Mm-hmm. However, how do you get a plow truck out when the roadways are clogged with cars? That could be a challenge, I suppose.
Yeah, especially without procedure in place.
One young passenger decided she just couldn't wait to reach her destination. A baby was born in a car on gridlocked I-285. On Tuesday afternoon, as the storm dumped as much as 3 inches of snow in many parts of the city, her parents were on the way to the hospital but were caught in snarled traffic and couldn't make it fast enough, according to the Sandy Springs Police Department. Traffic officer and the baby's father helped the mother deliver on the highway, and then they flagged down another officer. The baby ended up being fine. Reed urged people not to go on the roads until conditions improved. During the day, Atlanta has a population of more than 1 million, so the traffic that folks are sitting in is the typical traffic multiplied by icy roads. The next 24 hours, we really need folks to stay home. So go home, give us time. We have a much better capability this time to clear your streets. So this is an absolute mess. And, of course, the video just shows cars sitting still and a whole bunch of vehicles on the sides of these roads as, again, people were just abandoning their cars. The Weather Channel, I'll post this link over on our Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter, and you can see picture after picture of these conditions. Now, you saw one of these, Brett, and one of the first things that you observed about it was that, at least in the photo you'd seen, there wasn't any snow on the road.
No, there wasn't. And as I was sitting here, I was watching you read it, Ian, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed like this just a little bit of an air of amusement was coming from you. What's that about?
It's not fair. It really isn't fair on me because I feel like it's not fair to poke fun at the Southerners.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the experience with the snow, and they also don't have any kind of – it doesn't sound like there was any level of preparation on the roads as far as no saltings, no plowing or anything like that.
But I think I can understand maybe a sense of satisfaction having lived your whole life almost in Florida and coming up here 7 or 8 years ago and kind of conquering this. Because the weather is bad sometimes here as far as snow on the road, icy conditions. So, I mean, I just always, this is just the way it always was. You know,
well, you're
I grew
native
up here.
From up here.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I've had plenty of times where I've just slid and hit something or my car's gone off the road. But I can imagine that after, I mean, when you came here, you must have already had your license for at least 10 years, right?
Yep, that's right.
So that new experience must have been a little terrifying at first.
We can talk about it coming back here in moments. And if you're in the South and you've been experiencing this, maybe you're still sitting in traffic and listening to Free Talk Live. Feel free to give us a call here, 855-450-FREE, because this isn't an indictment of everybody living in the South. If you're on a road where there's a few people who don't know what they're doing, that can screw it up. Because there's accidents, and then that's going to back up the traffic for miles. More coming up.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. If you are in the south at the moment in the Atlanta area and are still stuck in traffic, feel free to give us a call and tell us about your experience. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've posted the news story here from the Weather Channel on our Facebook page. You can take a look at some of the pictures. And they're also posting some folks' their tweets, what it is that people are saying. They're pretty frustrated. A lot of people stuck in traffic. Some for a whole day just sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
And that's pretty awful. We'll talk about that more. I want to also let you know about our website. You can go to freetalklive.com. Submit your content right to the front page. You find something online that you want to share. Maybe it's a crazy video of a traffic situation in Atlanta. You can post that. You can post news articles, blog posts, whatever it is that you want to put up there at freetalklive.com. And then once it appears on the site, it becomes subject to voting, meaning that other listeners can vote it up or down, depending on how they feel about what you've submitted. And you get to vote on things as well at freetalklive.com. So go there and get interactive. It is for free, of course. Now, the Free State Project, your chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime. I think that's why I moved here, as did you.
Yep.
Right? Even though you're a native, you actually had left and you've come back.
I did.
Because of the Free State Project. I was born in Florida, spent 26 years of my life down there, and then made the move here in 2006. And it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made, because here there are actually people who care about freedom. Hundreds of them already, over 1,500 people are here now as part of the Free State Project. There are thousands more who've pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire. Over 15,000 people total have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and we want to get to 20,000, so we're still working on that. And you know, one of the biggest objections, I guess, probably a more accurate term, one of the biggest objections when you talk to liberty-oriented people about moving to New Hampshire is...
the weather.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, you know. Right now, it's cold outside in New Hampshire, and it's going to be cold tomorrow, too. Now, in the south, it's probably going to warm up at some point relatively soon, although there have been some winters here in New Hampshire that haven't been particularly bad either, with some warm spots here and there.
Sure, and you're really talking about, I mean, days that you actually have to deal with snow on the road. I mean, people picture it's like this three-month stretch of just your car sliding into guardrails and stuff. It might be, and this is, I'm being totally honest, from living in New England or New York my entire life, it's maybe 10 to 15 really hard days a year, you know?
Sounds about right.
And there's plenty of cold, but there's all kinds of ways to adjust to that. You know, the money you'll save living in other places on bug spray and suntan lotion.
Yeah, you don't get cockroaches in New Hampshire.
That's right.
You just don't see
that. Some people are dealing with snakes inside their houses.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember when I was growing up in Florida, I went over to a friend's house. I probably was no more than 7, 8, or 9 years old.
Yes.
And in Florida, they had these things called palmetto bugs, which I don't know exactly how related they are to cockroaches, but they look very, very similar to cockroaches. They're larger, I think, generally, than cockroaches.
Larger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just remember it. Now, it's probably because I was somewhat small, but I remember these humongous bugs being all over this guy's house, like inside the house. Like they were all, like they would just come out at night, and it was so frightening and awful.
How big are we talking? Like a quarter? Like a bagel?
Larger than a quarter, maybe a little smaller than a bagel.
Too big for a bug.
Big. Like, yeah. Big. So, yeah, there's some things you just don't get up here in New Hampshire, and cockroaches are one of them. We do have mosquitoes, though. We get those up here. But not
right.
During the winter.
Right. So it's a trade-off, but I hope that if people have only lived, you know, someplace warm their whole lives, that they don't have this image of the Northeast, which is very, very beautiful. And New Hampshire's a great state live because, you know, you have access to skiing, you have access to cities, like real cities like Boston. You have access to 20-something miles of coast. So it has a lot of things that, you know, some states have beautiful coasts and no mountains, and you know, but this is a good mix of attractions.
So, again, the big objection is it's cold in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Well, it's cold right now in hot Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
freezing cold in Atlanta at the moment. There are people stranded all over the roads. Here in New Hampshire, when it gets snowy, and sometimes, you know, you get the blizzards coming through, and there's a lot of snow that falls. But, again, that's very rare. Every now and then, it's usually just like an inch or 2 inches or something, and then every now and then you'll get a major snow event, and you got to go out and do some serious shoveling. But most people will be cautious on the roads. I mean, there are some people that don't know what they're doing, and they're, you know, they're dangerous. You got to be careful about that. But there's always those people on the roads wherever you go. There's always people who don't know what they're doing on the roads. But up here, you can get from point A to point B in the middle of a snowstorm, and it'll be all right most of the time. You know, take it easy. Don't go around the turns quickly. Don't be in a rush if it's a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Like rule number one, it helps to have all-wheel drive if you have that. But most people don't. I've got a real rear-wheel drive vehicle at the moment. I've got the cruiser that I drive, and it's supposedly rear-wheel drive is like the worst in snow, but I've actually found that it's relatively easy to drive a rear-wheel drive. Anyway, so yeah, having all-wheel is kind of helpful, I guess.
Absolutely.
Winter tires can help, and if you really want to go all crazy, you can get chains, I guess, for the tires. I've never done that.
Sure,
personally.
And hardly. That's pretty extreme conditions that require.
That would be if you were like living in the woods and have no plowing or something like that.
Yes.
Chains would be helpful in that case. But,
you
know, it's not a problem to get from point A to point B. Right now, if you want to go somewhere in Atlanta, you can't because the roads are literally clogged with cars.
Yeah.
Because some people didn't know what they were doing. So even if there are drivers out there in Atlanta who know what they're doing and could drive slow enough and be careful and get from point A to point B, they can't because the roads are blocked by people who don't know what they're doing.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's a totally different experience up here. They call it the Granite State for a reason. I mean, not only is there actually a lot of granite in the ground, but the people are pretty hardy. They're pretty tough folks up here. They have to live through some pretty difficult circumstances.
Well, that's the thing I was thinking with regard to the weather. You know, it seems like an issue of self-sufficiency and independence. And that's nothing, that's not a political statement about New Hampshire being free or anything like that. We have more practice in the situations that require it.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know? So they're down there in Atlanta, where the circumstances are different, they might have practice with independence and self-sufficiency in all kinds of ways. Maybe we don't.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So it is funny to be from the South and you know, a place where hurricanes are pretty common.
Right.
Here, you hardly ever see hurricanes up here because usually, you know, the hurricane will hit landfall down south and it'll dissipate and it'll never make it up to the Northeast. Every now and then, there'll be one that'll get enough the strength to kind of keep plowing through all the way up to the Northeast and or will kind of jet back out into the Atlantic Ocean and then kind of curve around and hit again in the Northeast. So every now and then, there's a hurricane that'll kind of menace the area up here and people freak out in the Northeast over little hurricanes, not even like a big deal hurricane.
And this pushes forward the thought that was in the back of my mind the whole last segment when we're talking about people's inability to deal with the weather. While you read that, all I could think about was Massachusetts.
Okay.
And Massachusetts, which is a very liberal, very much a nanny state,
oh, yeah.
might give most of the Northeast a bad rep. So I asked Ian when we were off if he had ever seen New England cable news, which is, you know, for New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. Massachusetts is obviously the hub of New England population-wise, and they will show press conferences with the governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, every time there's going to be a weather emergency. Now, he's addressing, they put on these vests, the MEMA, M-E-M-A, which is like the Massachusetts version of FEMA. Mm-hmm. They have a person there doing sign language, so you know this is like so important,
yeah.
even deaf people need to know what's going on. It's a real production, and they talk to the citizens of their nanny state.
Mm-hmm.
Like
children.
Teachers preparing elementary school students to go out for recess.
Okay.
Everybody, you're gonna want your boots to be tied, you know, and you don't want to slip. And they really go through, like, basic common sense safety procedures for how to be outside in bad weather, addressing people who have experience, like, in some cases, 30, 40 years of being outside and driving in bad weather. It's a very frustrating thing to watch.
So, yeah, the New Englanders freak out when it comes to some rain and some wind. They don't know how to handle that. But ice storms, they're pretty good with.
Yes.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. And by the way, I consider hurricanes much worse than a blizzard. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the ProXPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. If you care about online privacy, you need to take steps to protect it. PGP is a good step. That's an important one. I recommend that. In fact, CryptoKit can help you out with PGP if you get the Chrome browser. But you need to do more than just PGP because, you know, PGP is not going to help you with surfing. PGP only helps you with individual-to-individual communications. What about your ISP, your Internet Service Provider, snooping on you and logging everything that you do online? That's probably what they're doing right now. If you've got just regular old Internet Service Provider, they may be logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter for as long as 5 years. Now, ProXPN doesn't do that. Now, but don't be confused. ProXPN isn't an Internet Service Provider. So you keep your current Internet Service Provider. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app. There's one for Mac, Windows. There's also a smartphone version, so iOS, also iPad, I guess. All the iOS-type devices, and then Android devices also. There's one for that. You go and get your app, you install it, and then ProXPN protects you from being snooped on by people like your Internet Service Provider, or if you're on your laptop, you're at a coffee shop's network administrator, they're not going to be able to sniff out your packets or anything like that. So you're actually encrypted. What ProXPN does is it's a global virtual private network that encrypts all your traffic. And so it's encrypted until it reaches the ProXPN servers, then they send it out to the rest of the Internet. And that means it also protects your location. So the websites you visit will no longer know where you are. They're going to think that you're at the location of the ProXPN server. Now, if you get the ProXPN premium account, which you can get for as little as $5 a month with our discount code FTL20, you get the ProXPN premium account. You can choose which server you connect to. So if you go to get the free account, they tell you which server you connect to. But with the the premium account, it's your choice. And you can choose one halfway across the world if you want to. You can choose one that's, you know, relatively nearby. It's up to you, and you can change it at any time that you like. So there's a couple different ways ProXPN protects you. Another thing they do is actually open up your internet browsing experience. If you're behind some sort of protection system like at a workplace or a school where they're preventing you from accessing particular websites that you're interested in accessing.
Communist country.
Or any kind of other country with restrictions, not just communists.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Australians are restricting internet access to certain porn sites. So you can get access to all these things by going through ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go and get the app there. And then when you're ready to go to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade, use our discount code FTL20. That gets you 20% off the price of their premium account. And that brings the price of the annual plan down to $5 per month. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20. And if you got Bitcoin, you can save 33% on that annual plan as well. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose at all. ProXPN.com/FTL. Code again, FTL20 for 20% off for the lifetime of the account. So we were talking about the absolutely crazy weather situation in Atlanta, and of course just the Atlanta area in general. The Weather Channel's got some interesting video and pictures of people just pulled over on the side of the road. They're abandoning their cars. They're walking home. Some walking to nearby convenience stores. There's a picture here of people, multiple people, just laying down at CVS and sleeping overnight.
I must think they must be ill-equipped to be walking in that weather, too. You know, they don't have any experience preparing for stuff like that.
No, certainly not. And they probably don't have winter clothing in their repertoire. I mean, in Florida, I had a leather jacket,
yeah,
you know, and some long pants. But, of course, I don't really wear that much else up here.
No. And fortunately, and if you're listening and you're down there, no offense, but it's really not that cold. You know, if it's like 25 degrees.
It's 32 right now in Atlanta.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Wow. You're not going to die if you're outside for, you know, a half an hour to 45 minutes. So, but still, yeah.
Especially if you're walking. I mean, if you're moving, you're more likely to, you know, your blood's flowing and you're exercising. And so you're more likely to stay warmer instead of just standing still. Like, for instance, if I'm out at a protest and I'm just standing somewhere waving at people as they're driving by, I'm going to get pretty cold. I mean, I'm skinny and I'm from Florida originally. It's uncomfortable for me to be outside just standing still for any amount of appreciable amount of time. But, you know, it helps that they make these things, what do they call them? The not the leggings, but the stuff that you wear under your clothes.
Long undies.
Yeah, long underwear.
Long johns. Now, opposite story, I went out the other night. I just moved to Keene, and have a friend here, and she asked if I wanted to go hiking. It was 5 degrees. And we hiked at night to this lookout where you can see the entire city of Keene, like a scene in a movie, you know, like one of those lookouts where people go on dates.
It's called Sunset Rock.
Sunset Rock, sure. I was hot because I had put too many layers on. And even though it was 5 degrees, I was actually on the trail shedding layers.
Oh, yeah. I've been there and done that. Mark and I did a hike this year. He lives out in the woods, and we went up this hill that was fairly large behind his house, and we spent 2 hours hiking. And, yeah, it's not long either. Once you start going, it's probably, you know, 15 minutes in before you take off that first layer, if not sooner.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because it's too hot.
Right.
And that's one thing you can't do in the South, of course, is if it's too hot, you can't take off any more layers or you're going to be naked.
Right.
It doesn't work out very well with the police and all that. So there you go. If you want to share your weather-related story or experience there in the Atlanta area, it sounds like there are some interesting stories to tell of people, again, being stranded. The National Guard's out there handing out meals ready to eat to people that are just sitting in their cars. They're just trying to go home from work, and they've been sitting in their cars since yesterday.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I can't imagine being stuck in traffic for longest traffic jam of my life was maybe 2 hours. So to think about just trying to make time in your car all day, it's hard to believe. I mean, like, we feel like this weather is no big thing, but the circumstances down there sound really rough.
855 450 free is the Pro XPN toll free line. Another story from CBS Atlanta says that there were fatal crashes. Jackknifed 18 wheelers littered Interstate 65 in central Alabama. So this isn't just an Atlanta area thing. This is all across that kind of belt of states there, right above North Florida. So, you know, Georgia and Alabama, and those places are hit hard.
Yeah, I saw some pictures that where the trucks had, it looked like dominoes.
Several trucks, yeah.
Yeah, it's just dominoes that somebody had knocked down. They were all smashed together.
So there's that story. Also, we've got the news about a school all the way over in New Zealand that has tried something pretty different. And it's kind of, this story reminds me of another story that I remember, I think actually came out of the Boston area. Hmm. You might be familiar with this one, Brett, because you're kind of like the school sucks guy. You might have heard of this one. Did you see the story where there was like a, I think it was a charter school? Anyway, they brought on a new principal, and this guy got rid of the security apparatus at the school. And what happened was the incidence of violence went down after that. So they like got rid of the metal detector. There was one of the schools where they were cracked down kind of security with metal detector guards, searching students coming to school. He got rid of that whole apparatus of security, and then things got better.
Well, people want to feel safe, and when you have that police state presence in a school, a subtle message that it actually communicates is that it's a safe place for certain levels of violence, right? Because this is not, we don't have to take care of ourselves. It takes the responsibility off the individual. This is the Massachusetts weather press conference effect that I was talking about. The more presence of authority that you put on people, the more it pulls responsibility away from them, and you see things like that. Like people, and that message communicates to young children, or even maybe in some cases teenagers, that they're not responsible for keeping themselves safe.
And that's, we'll handle that. That's our job.
Exactly. So they have more of a safe place, because everybody wants to feel safe. That's a very basic need. But there's more of a safe environment to do a little violence.
So that's that is a story that reminds me of this one, which is a fresh story here. And that is a school in New Zealand, in Auckland, has gotten rid of the rules on the playground. You know, usually when you're at school, there's certain things you can't do on the playground. There's certain games you're not allowed to play, or there's, I guess, certain ways that you can't use the equipment. You know, there's certain things that are forbidden.
Yeah.
And they've gotten rid of those rules, and they've had an interesting effect as a result of that.
I would be surprised if it worked overnight, but I think over time, I would anticipate that it would work. But again, I wouldn't think it would happen overnight, but I can tell you more about that in a minute.
All right, we'll give you the story here as well. 855 450 free plus a U.S. representative threatens a man on camera. We'll play the audio for you here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold and took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy? Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-888-888. 310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.